listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey, race fans, this is Ben De La Vega with today's Drag World Seacast for Tuesday, October 10th, 2006. Now, this week, the IHRA will be taking a respite as they get ready for the last race of the 2006 E-MAX Drag Racing Series. And this last event will be the IHRA World Finals, which will be held October 20th through 22nd at the Rockingham Dragway in Rockingham, North Carolina. Matter of fact, they just signed with the Universal Technical Institute as the event sponsor, so it'll now be known as the Universal Institute Technical Institute IHRA World Finals. Pardon me. Recently, the IHRA held their Summit Super Series Team Finals for their Division 5 at US 131 Motorsports Park in Martin, Michigan. And Division 5 is the northwestern corridor of the United States, leading into Canada and also Alberta. Alberta, Canada, and Alaska, so keep that in mind. Now, the top three tracks during the weekend at 15 were Norwalk Raceway Park, day one, with 72 points, and Milan, Michigan came in second with 62 team points, and Byron Dragway came in third with 60 points. Now, due to the 15 track teams that showed up for this year's event, the race was held on the 8th mile, and the results are as follows. In top class, it was Eddie Hall at a US 131 Motorsports Park local guy taking the win with a 472 to beat Andy Robolowski out of Osceola Dragway, who ran a 555. And the Box Summit Super Series PR runoff, it was Steve Keller from Wisconsin with a 544 over David Lanning out of Osceola with a 499. Now, in modified class, it was Rick Bayer at Norwalk Raceway Park who won with a 678 off his 676 dial-in to take the win over Garth Morgan at Byron, who ran a 606 too quick off his 608 dial. In the No Box Summit Super Series PR runoff, it was John Coyle out of Byron who ran a 752 off his 51 dial to beat Stan Jones out of a local guy, US 131, who red lit with the 379. Other than that, motorcycle class, it was Kirk Clark out of Cordova Dragway with the 587 to beat Joe Novak out of Milan, who did red light by 61 hundredths of a second during the final. And in the gambler's race for the motorcycle, it was Kurt Clark once again with a 590, ran his dial in to beat B.C. Carl at a US 141 with a 520. Too quick, he dialed in at 522. Street class, Dan Duell at Norwalk. It was all Norwalk for this one. Dan Duell versus Gary Hurst. Dan Duell took the win with a 784 off his 87 dial. Double breakout affair, 811, pardon me, off an 816 dial for Gary Hurst. Junior dragster class, I'm all mixed up over here. Chad Bacon took the win, 9 flat off his 896 dial to beat little Robbie Massey. Both guys had Vettyville Raceway Park. Robbie Massey turned around, red lit 59 hundredths of a second. Junior dragster race of champions, it was Kyle Ritterer out of Wisconsin with the 791 at 82 miles an hour in a junior dragster 8th mile over Lee Neumeyer out of Norwalk, who ran an 888, broke out because he was dialed in at an 890. Now, in the high school race, it was Chris Cadle at Milan, 1010 off his 1004 dial to beat Brandon Williams at Vettyville, who ran an 1101 off his 1095 dial. And in the high school gamblers race, yeah, gambling in high school, Brandon Williams at Vettyville Raceway Park, he won with a 1096 off his 1095 dial to beat Matt Freitas at Great Lakes Dragway, who red lit with 731. That's right. Now, aside from that, ladies and gentlemen, the NHRA just had their Division 4 Series Team Finals, their Summit Series Finals in Ennis, Texas. In Super Pro, it was Jeff Lopez out of Bedford, Texas, beating Steve Collier out of Benton, Louisiana, 770 to 768. Pro Class, it was Brian Hughes at Longview, Texas, with a 71 Pinot at 10:51 to beat Bryce Isaacs at Rusk, Texas, and his dragster with a 10:52. Now, in No Electronic Street, it was Martin Brown over Ronald Blaze with a 12:33 to 12:12. No Electronics Quick Class, Jeff Heffler at Kendall, Texas, with a 12:50. To beat Charlie Olson, who ran a 10:16. Motorcycle class, Michael Nash out of Texarkana, Texas, over John Hromes, and that was a 9:33 winning time over 10:67. And in Pro Super Pro Runoff, it was Brian Hughes out of Longview at 10:52 to defeat Jeff Lopez out of Bedford, Texas, and his dragster, who ran a 7:67 at 1:62. That's it for today's Drag World C-Cast, and we'll catch y'all tomorrow. Thanks for listening.